This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're doing the diary. It's a diary that was found, and we're reading an entry every day. It's intriguing. If you're mad about it, sorry, it's only about 2 minutes.
Exactly.
Yesterday was kind of the second half of a two-part entry. The diary writer and her roommate had gone out and tied one on the night before.
Yeah.
And when they got, she had gotten a promotion at work. They got home, her roommate Kim and the boy she dubbed Malibu Kim, Ken, had relations all night. She came downstairs, saw Malibu Ken naked,
walking around with coffee in his hand,
which is weird. We also found out a little bit more about her past. She has an ex-boyfriend named Justin, who she said that she misses or doesn't. She went back and forth on whether she missed him.
Yeah. At the end, she was like, I don't miss him.
She just missed somebody making her feel.
Yeah, because it was her first time, her first birthday without Justin with her. And so she had to adjust to that.
So now you're kind of caught up. And here is the next entry.
July 4th. Katie and Joe got married last summer, so no one sees much of them anymore. Their parties used to be famous or infamous. Do famous and infamous mean the same thing? They're so good together, and they're awesome apart, too. It's been a while since they've had a party, and it's really good to see them. They're kind of the only married people I can be around sometimes. Anyways, I planted myself on a lawn chair far enough from the volleyball net to not get hit by a ball, or so I thought. 1 minute I'm learning about the fascinating, yawn, world of manufacturing sales from Joe's buddy, and the next moment my legs are up in the air, skirt down, showing everyone my butt. I must have been 500 shades of red. I like all of these people, and several are running to my rescue. I froze. I look like an idiot around people I want to think I'm cool. I was making new friends, shopping phone numbers and email addresses. Now none of these people ever want to have lunch with me. Whatever. So I had a naked in public kind of moment where I felt like a loser. It was over just as fast. Three of Katie's coworkers lifted me in the chair back upright, and Katie and I go in the house to clean me up. She gave me a pretty sundress to wear and started brushing the sticky, sweet mess out of my hair. If I had an older sister, I bet it would have been like this. You'll be a great mom someday, I told her. And she squeezed my shoulder and said, and you'll figure it out someday.
Oh.
Which sounds weird, but is probably one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me.
Wow.
It was the way she said it while she was still brushing my hair, and her voice was almost whispering. Joe came in with Mike, who was the guy who spiked the ball straight into my head. He was so funny about it and just kept apologizing over and over and over again, saying how sorry he was and was I okay and could he get me anything. All these people are so nice. I wish Katie and Joe would have more parties. Mike kept checking in on me all afternoon and making jokes about me suing him and how I should take him for all he's worth. It was pretty funny, and I really appreciate everybody putting me at ease instead of making me the center of attention. There's nothing worse than people asking you over and over again, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Because finally you're so sick of people asking you, you just want to scream, I'm fine! That didn't happen, and I'm glad.
Oh, wow.
The fireworks were awesome. Joe and Katie face this park where they do a show, and the view from the yard was so great. Mike and Joe walked me to my car, still making jokes about Mike's athletic ability. I hugged them goodbye, and Joe made some crack about how if I didn't sue, I should at least make him buy me lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It made me laugh. It was a really good party. Katie called me this morning to ask me what I thought of Mike, and had I given him my number. Apparently, he was hitting on me and really liked me. How did I miss this?
Oh my God, he spiked a ball into your head.
I'm such an idiot. You'll figure it out, Katie said again, giggling before she hung up. I'm an idiot.
That is today's entry. Listen every day about this time for another one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.